She's licensed in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Realtor for TTR Sotheby's International Realty. She's also an author and speaker. None other than real estate extraordinaire, Jennifer Hammond.
One of the reasons that I do this show is because information is power. It's so important that people really understand that if they have that information, they can actually empower themselves to make good decisions in real estate.
Don't buy a money pit.
Hey, it's Madison the Black Eagle. The one thing about information being power is that Jennifer has that information to empower you. That's what she did for my daughter. Her information made that house affordable, available. She knows her stuff. You got to listen to Jennifer Hammond.
I'm joined by a very special guest, Congresswoman Maxine Waters. Welcome to the show.
I'm delighted to be on the show with you. I appreciate your passion.
United States Senator Johnny Isaacson.
Glad to be with you. Thank you very much.
We are delighted to have the Honorable Congresswoman Corrine Brown.
We can't just talk the talk. We got to walk the walk, roll the roll, fund the programs.
Merrill Chandler, he's a fan favorite. Merrill is the founder and the CEO of Credit Sense.
I love you and your listeners. I have so much fun on this show because your listeners have very perceptive, important questions. So it's awesome.
Yeah, I remember when Mr. Madison used to have to come on, have you. I was like, man, it's Jennifer Hammond. She knows her stuff.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to talk to you.
Yay!
You're so religiously, and I built my 18, closed on my house. That's
good.
Scary.
Yay! Well done.
Now it's time for some real estate talk on the Jennifer Hammond Show.
Good vibes, happy times, nothing is impossible. Never give up, never look down, let's turn it around. Believe that you'll do it, stand up tall. Don't look back for anything.
Welcome. This is Jennifer Hammond, and I love helping you get the information you need to make good decisions in real estate. And as you know, we've been doing this series on how can you improve your neighborhood? What is it that you can do to be the change you wish to see in your neighborhood? There is always a way. One of the first things I always say is it starts with you. It starts with your mindset. It starts with your attitude. So you need an attitude of gratitude. Be grateful for what you already have, and then look at ways that you can improve it. It's always going to be changing. So is your neighborhood getting better or is it getting worse? And as we add voices to this conversation, we look at the schools, and the schools are very impactful on real estate values, but also just is our neighborhood getting better or getting worse? Our schools are so important. So today we're going to be joined by Susan Coltrane. She is a principal, but she has been teaching in the public schools for many years. She's highly respected, nationally recognized principal for 30 years. She is a speaker, a trainer, a facilitator, and she's very passionate about our public schools and how do we make our public schools better? How do we save them? How do we improve them? And we can always be part of the solution, not part of the problem. So, Susan, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jennifer, and I'm very excited to be a part of your show.
Yay!
Because I know how passionate you are about matching people with the perfect home and making good decisions about real estate. And that's part of the American dream, isn't it? Buying a home.
Absolutely.
And you know, from my point of view too, public education and your neighborhood school is a part of the American dream too. So I think that we have quite a bit to chat about today.
We do. And I think it's so important because I know you're so passionate about making sure that we have great public schools, and they are part of the American dream, is having a home that you buy, that you own, and you're part of a community, you're part of a neighborhood, but making sure that neighborhood has a quality public education. So I know there are ways that we can really improve our public schools. Can you talk about, I know you talk about 7 ways, but can you just talk about some of the ways that we can improve our public schools?
Sure. You know, when parents are moving into a new neighborhood and families are excited about their new house, they may sometimes be a little bit nervous about going to the neighborhood school or finding out when they're buying their house about the schools that exist in that neighborhood. And so one of the things that I suggest that they do is to, you know, to go online, research the school system that neighborhood belongs to, and then go to the specific school websites, because I think that you can get a really good feel for the academics at the school and also about the school climate, because that's important too. You want your child to go to school and be happy and safe, and you want them to, you know, to have a full rounded education. So I think that, you know, when you're purchasing your house and finding the research on the school, I think that it's a good idea to get some background on that school so you know exactly, you know, what's going to happen when you get to that neighborhood.
I agree. And I think it's really important, again, that we look online first. I know that we're going to talk also about visiting the school. But first of all, look online and you can see all sorts of information online. There's so much from the specific school. You can look at the county. The county, of course, has their own website for a public school system, or whether it's a city. You can look at the different levels, but it's always really important to go to that school's website and see what are their sports, what are their academics, you know, again, what are the things that they're emphasizing, what's important to that school. You can also see it translates on their website. So I agree. First step is definitely start, and that's the same way that people look at houses and look at neighborhoods. They may look online at different houses. They may look online at a neighborhood and, you know, what are the community things that are going on in that neighborhood, but also look online for the school. So then, again, it's really important. I always think it's really important to make an appointment. I love that you also suggest make an appointment with the principal. Go directly to the principal's office.
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes that makes people nervous. And, you know, I used to joke around with the dads that would come in, the new dads with the parents in bringing their children to school. And I'd say, okay, you don't have to be afraid to come to the principal's office. It's a friendly place.
It could be a guilty conscience.
Right. No matter what your past experiences may be, or, you know, your childhood experiences, to just know that schools are there for you and your children and the families, and your school should be very customer focused. And that's something that I think is important when you make an appointment with the principal. You know, to go in, and you can walk into a school just like you walk into your favorite restaurant or your favorite business, and you can get a feel for the climate at that school. You can find, you know, you can find out just from a few seconds of entering that door, you know, are people eager to serve you? Are they happy in their workplace? You know, do you feel really good about having your child at that school? So I think it's important, and I know principals are out there just loving and waiting to meet their new students each year, and especially families that move into the neighborhood to get involved. And many times also there are staff members within a school that will even take you on a tour of the school so you can find out what other things are available. Like you said, are there sports? Are there music programs? You know, what are the other things that your children and you can be involved in?
And I do. I think it's really important. Is there any other things that are important? And again, for a well-rounded education, I know we talk about there's the social side, there's an emotional side, as well as the academic, and understanding those things that are, you know, again, beyond the test scores. And a lot of times people will ask me, and you probably know this, but if you're a licensed real estate agent, you're you're not allowed to answer a lot of questions about schools. You need to refer them to the school or to another resource. You know, it's not, you know, it's one of those things that real estate agents have been sued over. So it's really important to understand that you might get a real estate agent that seems a little squirrely because they won't answer a direct question about a school or about test scores. But it's important to go and visit the school, go directly to the principal's office. I love it when I talk to a mom who went directly to the principal's office. I'm like, amen, don't be afraid. Do that. But also look at the other parts of the school, the emotional side. You know, what are the social things they do? You know, what kind of sports do they have? All that stuff is really important.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I know that sometimes we can be so test-focused in public education, but it is important that schools have other outlets for students, because many students, you know, love coming to school because of the music program or because of the art program or maybe because of a sport that they're involved in. Also, some parents need childcare. You know, is that available at the school? And, you know, who are the people involved in that? So as early on as you can, I just love to get families involved, especially too. You know, in looking at that emotional side, there should be, you know, a guidance counselor at the school to help you with any transition problems you might have with your children. There should be, you know, a social calendar, and those are usually available on the school websites, and you can ask about those. But it's a good way to get to know your neighbors and your neighbors' children and start, you know, start building that community right away.
I do. I think it's so important that we get involved with our school, and whether you're going to volunteer, whether you're already in a neighborhood also, how can you make your neighborhood better? Get involved with the PTA, any kind of parent association. But also, one of the things I know that you're really focused on as well, and you think is really important, having been, we're talking with Susan Coltrane, who's been a principal for years in the public school system, and how do we improve our neighborhoods? Well, one of them is take responsibility. One of my favorite authors, Jack Canfield, and he's the co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, which there's a gazillion of those books. But he also wrote a book called The Success Principles. In the very first chapter, it talks about taking 100% responsibility. And that's for everything, for your life, for your school system, for your neighborhood. I mean, it's a little bit of a like, oh my gosh, 100%. Well, wait a minute, I don't want to take 100% responsibility. And yet it's such a powerful thing to shift in your mindset of, okay, my school is part of my neighborhood, and I'm going to take responsibility for it. What are some of the ways that people can take responsibility in that way?
Well, one of the things that you had mentioned already, Jennifer, was to, you know, to join the Parent Teachers Association, the PTA. Usually they're strong advocates for children, and they have a lot of social activities that take place. And then also to volunteer. You know, many people cannot get off work to volunteer, but then there are companies that do allow their employees to volunteer for an hour or a half hour a week. And there are many different ways that you can be a parent and involved in volunteering in a school. It doesn't have to necessarily be at the school working with a particular child or reading, but it could be. It could also be making phone calls and helping, you know, to get information from the other parents in the neighborhood. There are also parent advisory groups that schools have, and they do that because they want to bring in the parents and the businesses and all of the community members to help the schools make the best decision for their communities. And I'm really excited right now about public education because I think we're going back to being more community oriented and taking responsibility. You might have a job skill. You might have a small business that you run or a special something that's unique to you that you could offer to that school. I know now with technology, schools are always looking for people who are, you know, highly trained and involved with technology to assist. And there are just so many ways that you know, you can speak with the school about, and you can think of yourself, because you are now a shareholder. You need to think of yourself. You know, I'm moving into this neighborhood, and now I share, you know, I have a share or a stake in that school. And so I need to be responsible. And if people are, you know, saying that this isn't right with the school, or this is, you know, maybe this could be better, then take responsibility and have a conversation with the principal, with the teacher, you know, with somebody at the school to say, I can help with that. You know, I'm going to take responsibility, and I'll be on that committee, and I'll help you out in that area.
I agree. I think it's so important that we find ways to take responsibility. It used to be one of those things that I thought, taking responsibility, that seems like, oh no. But I think it's such an important thing. You know, Winston Churchill has a great quote called, "The price of greatness is responsibility."
That's a good one.
Winston Churchill, the price of greatness is responsibility. So if you're thinking about how can you improve your neighborhoods, one of the things is find a way that you can take responsibility for your neighborhood. And so I wanted to touch on one last subject before we finish. We're just about out of time. But one thing that I know you're also very passionate about is looking at school safety and how do we create a risk-free environment in schools. It's been in the news so much. And, you know, often people are starting to pull their kids out of a public school because they're just afraid. They're living in this fear mentality. So how would you suggest creating that risk-free environment in schools?
Well, one of the things, Jennifer, that I think is most important is, you know, to take a look at the safety precautions and plans that are in place at a school. Schools do everything they possibly can to keep their students and their staff safe. And so, you know, look at what is being done at that school. You know, is there a local police officer that is at the school or stops by? Also, you know, is there a one entry to the school, you know, a main entry, and you know, is the school safe? Is it closed in? Is it open to people from the public, or do you have to go through the front office and register? You know, what do you need to do there? But a risk-free environment, I think, also means that you want your child to be able to go to school and have fun, be happy, be safe. But it's a part of that safety. It's their safety in being able to learn and being able to make a mistake, and it's okay. And yeah, then come back and say, well, I learned by that mistake, and, you know, I'm going to correct it next time, and I'm going to move on. So one of the things that I think is very important as far as the school internal climate is that risk-free environment where children are able to be themselves at school, and they don't have to be in fear of failing a test or, you know, failing in a situation, because everybody works together and wants each other to be successful. And I think that that's what public schools are all about. So, you know, it's important for the external environment to be safe, but it's also important for the internal environment. And, you know, you want your child to be comfortable in going to school and not feel like, you know, they're in a prison, for
yeah,
heaven's sake.
Yeah, exactly. School should be fun. It should be safe. It should be a
absolutely
great place. And we're just about out of time, but I wanted to make sure that people know about your book, Principal's Passion. Number one, where can they get it? And a little bit about your website and how they can stay in touch with you.
Okay, Jennifer. Principal's Passion, A Quest for Quality Public Education. My website is SusanAColton.com. That's SusanAColton.com. My new book, which just came out on the 17th of April, is up on Amazon.com. It's available both in paperback and Kindle form. And I believe in the next couple of weeks, it'll be out in bookstores.
Wonderful. Well, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the show, Susan. Thank you so much for being here. And again, we'll put all of your information up on social media as well.
All right. Thanks, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And we'll be back after the break with more of the Jennifer Hammond Show.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
More real estate talk when we return. This is the Jennifer Hammond Show on Sirius XM Urban View.